الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكن، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أياما معدودات. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before getting on with our talk, just a few points, inshallah, it will be of great benefit to us. One is, after Asr we are discussing, for Allah reward our ulama, how they have explained to us a thing that perplexes, worries almost all of us. That a person is obeying Allah Ta'ala, just as in the Ash'ar also it was explained, but still difficulties, hardships come on a person. Some hard conditions come, sometimes in finances, sometimes in health, sometimes in fights and arguments, whether it's in the family, with other people, etc. Difficult, hard conditions come on everyone. So, why is this? Why does this happen? And when this happens, many of us, we become very despondent. We get depressed also, that I'm trying, I'm obeying Allah Ta'ala, but still these conditions are coming. And sometimes quite a few conditions come together at one time. And then a person also gets more depressed. He doesn't know what to do. One thing is, generally, which we all should take people of our level, our standard, that this is on account of our gunas. And it does happen because of our gunas also. As Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. And whatever difficulty comes to you is because of your own earning, your own doings, your gunas. وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And Allah Ta'ala is that, even in that, Allah is so merciful that He forgives on His own, without you asking. He forgives a lot of your wrongdoings. If Allah had to take us, and in other places Allah explained, that if Allah had to take us to task for all our wrong, nobody would be living. Not a blade of grass will grow. But Allah forgives and abundance. So much Allah forgives. Little bit Allah wants to put us. And that is also, at the beginning, it is also the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, these difficulties. That when these difficulties come, then a person wakes up. It's a wake-up call for him. That you must come right now. What are you doing? Make tawbah, istighfar, correct your life. So that is also a mercy from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. A person who is out of job for 6 months, 6 years, and now he's got an appointment for a job, he must go and see somebody. And the alarm goes off, 6 months, 6 weeks, he was, or 6 years, he was taking it easy, sleeping till late. Now the alarm is gone off, he doesn't take it like a problem, that the alarm is a blessing for him, that he can now go for his appointment. So just like that, when we also in our life of ghaflat, we're doing wrong things, and Allah puts the alarm on for us, that wake up now, turn to Allah Ta'ala. So that is also a blessing from Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, that we turn to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Anyway, there are so beautiful explanations the ulama give, and also before that, that when it's our problem, take it is our gunas. When we see somebody else in problem, then don't think it is because of gunas. Don't think like that. Think for them that Allah wants to raise their stages. Allah Ta'ala wants to give them a higher position. So think good of other people. But we unfortunately, normally we do it the opposite. When it is with regard to ourselves, we think that Allah wants to give me a high position. When it is with others, we think, yes, because of all the gunas they do, what they are doing, that is why they are having this difficulty. So Allah give us the correct attitude. However, these conditions also come on the very righteous and the pious. The Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum also went through these difficult conditions. And the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And this dunya is the place where this will happen. Jannat is a place where there won't be any problems whatsoever. And this is not Jannat. This is this dunya. So yeah, we can expect and it's going to happen. So one beautiful explanation ulama give, we are discussing various ones from in the light of the teachings of the ulama, that one reason for this also why difficult conditions come, that if they don't come and everything just goes smooth in a person's life, everything just goes how you would like it, no mishap, no misfortune, no nothing, everything is just going smoothly, then you will be, not only pride will come, worse than pride, you will think that you are God yourself, you are in control of your condition. Because as the Quran Sharif says, that if I had control of my affairs, no difficulty will come. I will get all the goodness and bring it into my life. And I won't allow any problem. And we are not the controllers. We are slaves of Allah. Total slaves. More than what an actual slave is, a slave of his master in slavery. We are even more than that, slaves of Allah Ta'ala. And perpetual slaves. Continuous, all the time. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, all people. Whether they be the Anbiya alayhimus salam, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, the awliya, whether they be all the people with this knowledge of dunya, which is very superficial, and it is very limited also. All together, antumul faqara ilallah. You are faqirs, you are registered beggars. You are continuous beggars by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So we are slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, He is the Ilah, the one and only. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. Your Ilah, that means who is Ilah? The one who has power, who has control, who can do things. Your Ilah is one Ilah. Wa ilahukum ilahu wahid. The only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So if things go continuously in our way, then all pride also will come, and pride compared to thinking that I am the creator and controller of my conditions, I am my God, I am my Ilah. Pride is also nothing compared to that guna. So Allah Ta'ala saves us. This is a mercy of Allah, that when difficulties, conditions come, now you realize I'm helpless. Who would like to get corona? Nobody. But if it comes, I can't help it. It's not in my control. Or anything else. If we're driving on the road and somebody came and bumped us, a car falls from the freeway on top of the bridge and falls onto our car. If I could help it, I should never have allowed this. But now I realize it's not in my control. So this is, Allah brings that humility in a person. So this is absolutely necessary for every person. As it is said, that Fir'aun ruled for 400 years even without a headache. Everything was just going. So if things are just going, it is narrated, one wife of a Sahabi told her husband, I want divorce from you. So he was wondering, now everything going smooth in our life, no problem. So she said, let's go to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam and sort out our matter. As they were going, he kicked something, he fell down, and he got hurt. So she said, now everything is over. Now it's all right. So he couldn't understand. She said that your life was going so smooth that I was wondering, are you not a munafiq? And for those who know Allah don't like, Allah let their things go smooth. But his friend, he brings problems in their lives. So that one, there are many other reasons, we are discussing them after Asr, as we learn, we share with our friends. So one reason is that now you, when these problems come, you realize, I'm not in control of my affairs. Of my matters, I myself am not controlled. I'm just a, not even a slave of Allah. I'm even lower than a slave. I'm absolutely nothing. Allah is everything. And a person who is blessed with this reality, so when this reality comes into a person, he's blessed with it. Allah has given him a great treasure. And the highest stage by Allah tabaraka ta'ala is to be a slave of Allah ta'ala. And this condition was badarje atam, perfect and complete in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Consequently, we see that Allah tabaraka ta'ala, wherever he speaks of his very special favors on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he uses the word abd. Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab. The revelation of the kitab, Allah say he was my banda, my slave. So he was the man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. A person who humbles himself, Allah raises that person. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. For Mi'raj, what they think, where Jibreel alayhi salam couldn't reach, when no one in Allah's creation could reach to that close position, Allah says also, bi'abdihi, that my slave. So the more we become humble, and also we learn from here, if we make the effort, and we are wake up, we are awake before time, then we don't have to be woken up. If you are sleeping, you tell your wife, wake me up at this time. When she comes, she sees you awake already. Then now, how? Well, she's not going to wake you up. But if you are sleeping, and if you are in a deep sleep, and you just don't want to get up, more efforts have to be made to wake you up. So just like that, if we are sleeping in the ghaflat of this dunya, khabi dunya, and we are involved in gunas in fact, and we are involved in wrong things, and things are going smooth, we are sleeping. And if Allah likes you and He wants to wake you up, He wakes you up. And if may Allah Ta'ala shower His love upon us, and then He wakes us up. Though we will take it, like many, especially children, when they wake up, then they are fighting. One small boy is every day for Fajr. So I ask him, you get up every day, you are there for Fajr. He says, my father wakes me up. He says, you then happy? He says, no, I fight first. And so when you have to get, when you have, he wants to wake up. But when his father wakes him up, he says, I fight first. And many children, they get very angry with the mother, whoever wakes them up. Why are you waking me up? Because they're sleeping. So we also are in the sleep of this dunya. And when we are in the sleep of this dunya, and Allah loves us, He wants to wake us up, then we take objection to that. We feel it hard. So if we understand this, that these conditions come, and Allah is a, our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimullah told, that Allah's all asma, 99 names which have come in one hadith, and all asma, only speak of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is sarapa and muhabbat, is only love. And the more, Allahu Akbar, if the more you come to know Allah, the more closer you come to Allah, that is more you will see that love of Allah. And the more you will fall more in love with Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, our salat, our sawm, our fasting, whatever it is, namaz also might seem difficult. Fajr also is so difficult for us. And tahajjud is even more. But when the love of Allah will come, tahajjud will become so enjoyable. If perchance you miss your tahajjud, you will be so dismayed, you will be so sad that I miss my tahajjud today. And if you miss your fajr, how much more sadder will you be? This is when the love of it, and you look forward to it, you'll enjoy it. So much it comes that when it is a dark night, stormy night, raining, then to go to the namaz, the greater reward. What is that reward? That inner enjoyment you'll get. that for Allah's sake, how you sacrifice, and you'll enjoy going to the masjid. And we, the smallest little, one phone call just came. Somebody said, I'll phone you back in 2 minutes. We'll wait 2 hours for the phone. We miss our jamaat. We miss everything. We're waiting for a phone call. Or any other little small headache, or anything, just small, small excuses. And this is those who are regular with namaz. And those who are not, we don't even think about namaz. So one reason why Allah Ta'ala brings this difficulties, hardships in our life, and we shouldn't call it bad conditions. Yes, they are difficult conditions, they are hard conditions. Allah Ta'ala, everything Allah does is only good. So Allah brings this condition. One great benefit is that we don't think that I am God, I am Allah, I am in charge of my affairs. We realize more that Allah is the one who is in charge, and we submit to Allah. And the more humble we become to Allah Ta'ala, the more Allah raises a person. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, in this world, Allah Ta'ala took Nabi Isa alayhi salam and raised him, because of that also he was a humble servant of Allah. Allah gave him, and he's living in the heavens till today. And what a miracle, Allah has blessed him also for all this period he's living, and he'll come back in this world and at the normal age of a human being, whatever his age will be at that time. Allah's qudrat is above everything. So, and our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah blessed him with the greatest gift, all on this humility. So this is one great lesson. And also, woman takabbara waza'ahu Allah, a person who shows pride, haughtiness, and Allah Ta'ala drops that person. Fir'aun ruled for 400 years. People were astonished. The Bani Israel also, that what a person. And they also were afraid to go against his commands. 400 years he's ruling, and no headache also. But the end result, the very Allahu Akbar, it is narrated, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came in human form to Fir'aun and asked him a masala, that if a person goes against your government, he's the ruler, he was the king, and he doesn't obey you, what is his punishment? He said he must be drowned in the water. Treason. If he committed treason, he must get that punishment. So when he was drowning, and he made him write it and sign it also. When he was drowning, Jibreel alayhim showed him his own fatwa. Your fatwa, what you gave. That a person who disobeys the biggest government and the biggest authority, Allah Ta'ala, then this is his punishment. He must be drowned in the water. So Allah save us, that if things are just going smooth, then we must be worried. Just like this Sahabiya, she took her husband, but when he had a problem on the way, she said, now I can see you're not a munafiq. Otherwise, when things are just going smooth, we feel very happy. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat all the time, and we are commanded. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the greatest thing you can ask for Allah Ta'ala from Allah, one of the greatest things is afiyat. That things must go smooth. Well, we must wish it. But when the difficult things come, also accept it wholeheartedly. And this again is that if a person has got iman in his heart, he accepts it. It's from Allah Ta'ala. And if that iman, we didn't make the effort of bringing iman in the heart, and when things go difficult, we find so many people say open words of kufr also. Otherwise, lot of the wrong things we say. A person starts wailing, mourning is alright within its limit, but a person starts screaming, crying, doing all the wrong things, and totally, and terrible things a person. So when iman is in the heart, then when ni'mat come also, then a person appreciates. Allah says, لَكَيْ لَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا آتَاكُمْ, that you don't become haughty and pride when goodness comes to you. وَلَا تَعْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتِكُمْ, and when difficulties, hardships come, you don't become completely depressed and give up everything. No more namaz also. I'm not going masjid anymore. I was going so many years, Allah, now He's let me down. People speak such words that, so if iman is in the heart, when difficult conditions come, a person accepts them. Allah guide us all to righteousness. Another one point, that the value of Ramadan, we did explain it with some example, just a bit more elaboration, more explanation on that. so that we realize usually also what happens. Now we are coming to the half of Ramadan, we are in the second Ashara already, the person starts becoming lax. At the beginning, for fortunate are those people who had that enthusiasm, that passion, and you go in Ramadan, but then it slowly starts catching up, sleep starts catching up, literally you just become complacent, you just take it for granted. So just again to remind us that what the value of this great month is, and that till the last moment of this month, and consequently the last moment of our lives, we must value it. Allah has given us a valuable time. If we can make our whole life like the month of Ramadan, for those who have understood what Ramadan is, we make like Hazraji, what is simple words. Our buzurgs have told us so much. Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, if we live our lives like Ramadan, that is, if it is Ramadan, we live it, our mort will come like Eid to us. Like if a person, but today we also, we say Eid is for the children, for new clothes, etc. The food on Eid's day. We are grown up, we are not like in, but really do we enjoy Eid also? Eid is enjoyment. Do we really get that enjoyment on Eid's day? Or is it also just the routine? Now we will get up a bit earlier or whatever, we will put on some clean clothes or new clothes also, we will go for namaz, we come back, we have a meal. It's just one routine. Do we feel that joy? It is that joy if a person gets a package from his job, and what a package they gave him. Doesn't he feel happiness then? Doesn't he get joy? What a package Allah gives on Eid's morning. The prize giving takes place at night. The Laylatul Qadr comes. That is a great night, we all know. The last night of Ramadan is a great night, prize giving night. And in the morning when going for to the Eidgah, Allahu Akbar, we see it with the eyes of the heart, with the yaqeen of the heart, the malaika everywhere as the people are going for Eid namaz. And they are singing the praises of Allah Ta'ala. And what the scene, Allah Ta'ala is witnessing, people are going to the Eidgah, and Allah Ta'ala is asking the malaika that what is the pay for that person who did his job. And they say that he must be paid in full. That is the right thing. And of course, Allah Ta'ala is Allah who teaches us all this. And Allah is going to pay on that day. So if you get in your pay packet and you are getting the final when you are being paid out, and what bonuses we can't imagine. And our work is such that we should be fired before we start working also. But in spite of that, Allah Ta'ala is that He pays us so much that we cannot imagine also. Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah reward our Shaykh, who was also full of love, and he taught deen with love. He quotes from Allama Alusi that Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'mineen, Allah has bought from the believers. We belong to Allah. But still, to make us happy, Allah says, I will buy from you. Anfusahum wa amwaluhum, their nafs also. And nafs, the nafs which is full of evil, which is bad, and your wealth also, and our wealth is contaminated. If you just check upon our income, how it gets contaminated, where and where it gets contaminated. With that contaminated wealth we buy, not contaminated, but what kind of food we buy. What the stories of the food industry, and especially the takeaway and all other food, what things are there. So Allah has bought the filthiest, dirtiest things, and in return, بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ, Allah gave in return Jannat which has got no fault in it. Allah bought the worst and gave you greater than the best also. Allah gave Jannat. And even this life of yours is limited also. Your money is also limited. Allah gave you unlimited Jannat. Forever, time-wise also, quality-wise also, it's unlimited. So how merciful is not Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah, make it that we appreciate this month, and till the end of the last moment of Ramadan, حضرة شيخ الحديث رحمة الله عليه. We were in the اعتكاف by Hazrat, and the news was 29th Ramadan. Somebody came and they say they have seen the moon. It was perhaps the 8th, 10th, 12th rakat or something. Hazrat said, we'll find out afterwards. Quickly finish the 20 rakat. Well, it's not confirmed, it's Eid, ours is still Ramadan. And we will get that sawab. If we just get some idea, stop, let us verify, let us make sure. And then we finish, the Tarawih is over, it's Eid tomorrow. Hazrat was so eager that we're still going to get, after that for witr. Hazrat said, quickly make witr also. Because we'll get the sawab of witr. And on that night, the last night of Ramadan, we can make witr with jamaat. The next night, no more witr with jamaat for 11 months now. So how they appreciate it. Whereas we will just are eager and we are asking all the time. In fact, even the imam will ask after every two rakat, and is any news of the moon? Any news of the moon? But there, no, they were just eager that Ramadan must remain all the time. So Allah let us understand it. So one little example which we gave, and try and go a bit more into detail, that if a person is earning 20,000 rand a month, his salary, and his boss tells him that only 2.5 hours work a day. And I'll give you 20,000 rand. And so he's got 21.5 hours left to himself for all his other things. The boss says, for every 5 minutes that you give, I will pay you 100 rand more. So he will take out easily 5 hours, easy, and he can still sleep and all his other necessities he can fulfill. So he will get 6,000 rand extra. So with his 20, he'll get another 6,000. So a month comes in the boss's life, which is a very special month. Whether it is his birthday, the year, the month he got married, whatever reason. He says, because of this is a special month, now I'm increasing your wages. For every 5 minutes that you should get 100 rand, I'm giving you 20,000 rand now. And your 20,000 rand which you were getting, I'm multiplying it by 70. So that comes, I think, 1.4 million or something. So that wages I'm giving you. And for every 5 minutes now, no more 100 rand, 20,000 rand. Who wants to take advantage of that? And this is all monetary, and all the money of the world, all the gold, silver, buildings, whatever you can, is nothing compared to the least smallest ni'mat of Jannah. Then all this in any case is temporary, that is eternal. Yeah, we don't know if Allah is happy with us, He gave us our ni'mat, or He's unhappy with us. There 100% Allah is happy, and وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. And the pleasure of Allah is the greatest thing. So this person, the boss tells him, I will give you that. And then again, the 20,000, we said is for the month. Allah is giving 20,000 for every farz. The 2.5 hours we are making our farz namazes, and the farz namaz is a very little of the 2.5 hours also. We are preparing, we are making wuzu, we are going to the masjid, we are making sunnahs before, sunnahs after. The faraz is very little. On every faraz, Allah is giving 20,000. And on that special month for which by Allah is the month of Ramadan, on every faraz, Allah is multiplying it by 70. And then again, not only that 5 minutes you give, you will get 100 rand, and during that special month, you're going to get 20,000 rand. No, for any khaslatin, any good you do, Allah is going to give you the value of the faraz, which is not only 1.4 million, that is for the month. This is for every day, 5 faraz, and of roza, of namaz, the roza we are keeping, of all the faraiz, Allah is multiplying it by 70. Our minds can't work, computers can't work it out. What Allah Ta'ala is giving us. And it's only till as soon as it's established the moon was seen. As long as the controversy is concerned by the Hilal committees and the muftis, it's still Ramzan for us. Don't worry and get engaged in all that controversy and dispute. Don't go and message and worry. We just have to carry on doing our ibadat. And we are getting the sawab of Ramadan. And the minute it's established, now confirmed, it's now the moon has been sighted, it's Eid. Now all that goodness is left, it was gone now. Hey? Allahu Akbar. Just imagine also Shah Jahan, who was the king of India. On one occasion, he was a young boy still at that time. He was walking and he had two doves. And as the prince, he was a royal person, so those doves are very expensive doves also. And his pet, he kept them on his shoulders wherever he should go. People got funny all the things of this dunya, what hobbies and what things we take to and what we like. So he had this, he wanted to drink water. So there was a young girl, perhaps, what, 8, 9 years, something, whatever. So he told her, won't you hold my two doves while I drink water? She said, no problem. So he drank water. When he went and take the doves, then he found one is gone. So he asked her, where is it? Innocent girl. And this is what is innocent. Complete, yani bhola, bhala, simple, innocent. And she said, it flew away. For him, yani, wow, expensive. And for her, it flew away. What is it? So he got angry. How it flew away? She made the other one fly. Like this it flew away. On that he fell in love with her. And he married her. And she became the queen. And then the Taj Mahal he built for her. After she died, he built the Taj Mahal which the whole world is going to see. Okay? So when Allah will love you, and Allah loves some people just on small little things. And this is what really Allah loves, that bhola pana. When a person, he says that no politics in his life, no ulterior motives, he's just a simple, straightforward person, ordinary, and big things, but for him, it's just a small thing. And Allah falls in love with you, well, Allah won't build you one Taj Mahal. What won't Allah Ta'ala do for you? Allah will build your life for you. Iman will come into you. And there can't be a greater gift than Iman that comes into a person. All this Allah Ta'ala will give. So this is a very precious month to gain this love of Allah Ta'ala. In our simple way, and how many people, how Allah raised them, just because of the simplicity. And the people who couldn't read Quran Sharif, they were no Nazara, they couldn't read, but they had that love for the Quran, that sincerity. For months of Ramadan, it's Ramadan. And they just respect it. While other people who are big ulama, who are like mashayikh also, but Ramadan is also, this also we can do, that also we can do, we can pass some time also, we don't take it serious. But for those people, how, oh, Ramadan, namaz, Quran Sharif, the value of it, Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, just the thought of it, how Allah's love comes to those people, and what Allah does for them. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand the value of this month, and to really keep it until that last moment and of Ramadan, and in that way Allah bring it into us, to value our time even out of Ramadan. Till our last moment of our life, the last moment a person says, La ilaha illallah. Fir'aun wanted to stay, but Jibreel alayhi salam came and closed. He knew that Allah's mercy is such that even now if he says, after all the wrong he did, Allah will forgive him. All different riwayat and explanations about that. But anyway, till the last moment of our lives, Allah let us appreciate this man. So Allah make it, we don't become lax now. A person easily becomes lax. Our reading of Quran Sharif also, now we become a bit lax also. Our other things also, in fact, we must increase it. The real, they say, the horse, as it comes closer to its house, it runs faster. So we also, as we go towards the end, we should be increasing our ibadah. So Allah give us the tawfiq, inshallah. So with this regard to this ayat, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this also ayat, and the whole Quran Sharif, is filled with the love of Allah. First of all, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who believe, Allah, ulama have written that this address is exclusive for the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the Torah, the Injil, Allah spoke to the Nabi, but Allah didn't speak to the ummati. But yeah, in the Quran Sharif, and the ulama say, wherever we read the Quran and we see, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, realize Allah is speaking to me now. I'm a person who brought Iman. And this is in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu in the Quran. The first place where Allah mentioned this was, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la taqulu ra'ina. Don't say Raina, the details of all that. But this is the first place. And then how many places in the Quran Sharif Allah addressed those people who brought Iman. So Allah is addressing us. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Allah, rozas have been made faraz on you. Allah didn't say, I made rozas faraz. Because roza is an uphill thing. We are deprived of our eating, sleeping, a person, his sexual desires, which are also very dear to a person, he's deprived of that, he can't have that during roza. Sleep also, now getting up for sehri again, 20 rakat tarawih again, so it is uphill. So Allah loves us and He wants us to love Him, and no little difference must come in that love. So if a person feels, Allah made roza, why Allah made life difficult for me? Why Allah made hard? So Allah didn't say, I made rozas for us. Kataptu alaykum as-siyam. Kutiba alaykum as-salam. But it is Allah. Allah made the rozas for us. So how much Allah kept in mind for us that our relationship with Allah, that love relationship must not be tarnished in any way whatsoever. Then Allah makes it even more. Allah says, don't feel hard. You haven't been victimized. You are not the only ones for rozas. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. As it was made for us on people of before, we made it for us on you. So you are not, you don't have to feel so hard about it. And then Allah says, what the great reward of it, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, that you acquire taqwa. In awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. The friends of Allah are only the people of taqwa. So when you have taqwa, and this is the month when taqwa, the bazaar of taqwa is hot. It's a hot bazaar. Taqwa is just being dished out. Roza you keep is taqwa. Tarawih you make is taqwa. That Allahu Akbar. The housewife in the house, she knows that there is food, there is nobody else in the house. She can have a nice food, good meal, and all the extras, all the savouries that were of the last night, the new night, fresh savouries and things. She can have a full meal. But what is not allowing her to eat? Taqwa. Small boys, 5, 6, 8, 10 year old boys, rozas are not for us, they're keeping roza. They got sweets in their pocket. I give them a badam, I ask them, you going to eat? No, when we open roza, they can eat it now. They can go away. Little children, perhaps they'll go in the toilet and eat it and put a sweet in the mouth. But what is not allowing them to eat? Taqwa. You as a man, you can also eat. You can go and have, but what makes you not to eat? That taqwa. So Allah has made taqwa easily available and plentiful it is. In fact, you can't stay away from taqwa. You can stay away from corona, you can get saved from it. But this month is such that you can't get away from taqwa. And therefore it comes that if a person, the month of Ramadan passed and he didn't get taqwa, his forgiveness was not done, then woe unto such a person. Destruction for, in other words, it's impossible that it cannot happen. It must happen. It is so much. The malaika are making dua. The animals, the birds are making dua for the fasting people of the Ummah of Nuh. Allah is offering, malaika are offering, what do you want from Allah? 24/7, this whole thing is just carrying on. And we are being offered what great things. So Allah Ta'ala is, and then again Allah makes it even again more easy. Ayyamun ma'dudat. Just a few number of days, which you can easily count also. 29, 30 is not difficult. We count on our fingers 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah. To read something 100 times, we count on our fingers. You can count up to a, you so much. We only Allah says ayyamun ma'dudat, just for a few days. And really, if we realize also, our life in this world is also just for a few days. And in order to make it, this is the time that we have to. Like for example, one good example that is given, a group of people walking and night fell and they got lost in a jungle. In the process, they came across a place where they saw glittering, shining stones. So it came in their mind, this must be something valuable. So some of them picked up 5 stones, others 20, others 30, others said we are lost also, and now we must still carry stones. They didn't pick up any stones. Anyway, they carried on walking. In the morning they came out by the city, the town, the village. They explained to them what happened. They said, the stones you picked up, yeah, the most precious gems, diamonds in the world. No way you can get such precious diamonds. And nobody goes there because it's so dangerous in that jungle. The animals which are there, filled with jinnat, the jungle, you people didn't know. And Allah took you out safely. So those people who didn't pick up stones, what are their sorrow? And those who picked up 20 and 30, they are also sorrowful. Just like that, we are in this dunya, where all the evils are abundant, where all the dangers are here. Yeah, you can easily become a drug addict, you can become a womanizer, a gambler, you can go into alcohol, what all difficult, what problems can come into your life. And yeah, it's the time to pick up the stones. The most valuable diamonds, all these amal of ours, to make our tilawat, our zikr. Yeah, people don't think it of is valuable. And when we'll come out tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah by Allah, then we'll see those who picked up 505 million the khatams of Quran and whatever else, they will be also sorrowful. The day of Qiyamah is one of the names, is also Yawmul Hasra, the day of sorrow, where everyone will be, even those who acquired a lot, we could have acquired more. And therefore, in Jannat also, those moments of sorrow will come on a person when he'll just remember, at that time I could have made Allah's zikr. So what to say of our time which we are spending in total ghaflat, in gunas we spend. But Allah is that merciful Allah again, that we just make tawbah, illa man tab wa amana wa amila amalan salihan, fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat. This is an opportunity that all our gunas, if we just make proper tawbah, change our illa man tab, make tawbah, amana, refresh our iman, amila salihan, even just read la ilaha illallah. That's a great amal salih also. Do any other good deed. For these people, Allah says, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنًا. Allah will change all your gunas into good deeds. And if we think the amount of gunas we got, and on the day of Qiyamah, a person will appear, and Allah will enumerate all his small gunas. In privacy, it will be in camera, private court case. Then Allah will enumerate, this guna you made, that guna, he'll have to admit. Then Allah says, I'm changing them all into good deeds. Then he'll jump, he says, Ya Allah, I've got plenty big guna. That when he sees that now Allah, the bazaar of forgiveness is hot. Allah is just forgiving, and not only forgiving, Allah is giving for the evil, Allah is putting, where can we find an Allah like that? And what a Allah we have got, that even our evil, Allah changes that into good deed. You are owing somebody some money, 5 million, 10 million rand, and he comes in a mood and he says that now all that, I'm giving you 10 million rand. And not only 10 million, much more, what you're owing me, that's finished, it's written off, and I'm giving you 10 million rand. That person, I'm sure he'll die of a heart attack. He won't even benefit of that in this world. But by Allah forever, and hayate abadi, there no heart attack also in Jannah. What the namat Allah is going to give, if we get one slight of that namat in this dunya, we'll get 10 heart attacks here. There, with all that, no heart attack also. How kind is not Allah Ta'ala. So this is the time. So with that, let us make the Ramadan a Ramadan. Let it be a month of fasting, not a month of feasting. We are more worried of our iftari, of our sehri. Many people sehri, one cup tea, one glass water, one toast, the simple. But the iftari, then they want everything. And then again we break our roza. Then we go and eat after Maghrib. Then after Isha again we have a meal. And then again, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, for us the vast majority, we haven't kept roza, we are only changing our eating times. And we are consuming more than out of Ramadan. Whereas we are calling it a month of fasting, we are eating more. And then again, not only more, but calorie wise also. and we are eating all the deep fried, and we are eating all the rich food. I would say all the rich food. Desserts, all the desserts, what rich things are not in there. In fact, our intake is more than out, whereas Ramadan, we all say, is a month of fasting. But really, if we analyze and see, how much did I make it a month of fasting? For me, it is a month of feasting. We put our wives under pressure, the housewives, they have to prepare more. And they again say, we are under pressure from the husbands. And the husband say the woman like to make all this. There is an opportunity. Now they can show how many desserts, what the variety of desserts they can make, and the variety of all the savouries and all that they want to. We miss the whole thing. And then Ramzan hardly comes to an end. Now we worried of Eid preparation. Before Ramzan starts, long before, all the white meat we want. And we were preparing for that. Ramzan comes, little bit we did, and now already we start preparing for Eid. And the entertainment on Eid day. And Allah save us from all haram entertainment. Hey, how it was common, hopefully it's no more there, where all youngsters, boys, girls going to Zuleik. And there a fashion parade. And whatever little that we earned also perhaps, we lose it all on Eid day. So Allah Ta'ala guide us. So to make this month, the month of fasting. And fasting, the one is we must keep roza. Which one thing which we have all very lax ulama have written, that rozas have been made farz on you. The fuqaha, the jurists have explained that it is roza, you don't eat, you don't drink, no sexual desires you fulfill. From sehri time, the sehri time finishes till sunset, your roza is made. But that is the structure of roza. The mashayikh, the arifin explained that roza have been made for us on every part of your body. That roza was, you bought for 5 rand and you sell for 5 rand. You will be the busiest man in town. You will be going and making deposits 2-3 times a day, because nobody else is selling as cheap as what you are. But you will be the first person out of business. You can't pay your overheads, you can't pay your salaries, you can't do no profit you are making. And then people say also today, no fun in business anymore. Eh? Because now it's all the bazaars, the shopping places are overtraded, and too much competition also. And today the tax man also is so hard on you. There's no fun in business anymore. The labor laws which are there, workmen's compensation for everything, there's no, but you find them opening more and more businesses. Why is it? The money they are making. The money when you are making. So in our rozas, when we also feel rozas are hard, you can't eat, but we don't see what profit we are making. If we see the profit we are making, the greatest profit is taqwa. It's a month of sabr. It's a month of generosity. And wallah, the enjoyment a person gets in being generous is much more than him eating. More enjoyment a person gets, not in getting, but in giving. When a person can give, and he gave at the right place. And those people who weren't getting water, and they walk miles and miles every day, and you had a borehole dug, and now they're getting enough water right at their doorstep. The enjoyment you'll get from that. Those people who didn't have clothes on their body, and you, Allah made you the source, and you put clothes and the smiles on their faces, and the enjoyment, that is much more than what you get enjoyment when you wearing new clothes. So Allah, this is that month for all these things. Spiritually also, outwardly of this dunya also, what a great month Allah has given us. So to make it roza, to make our roza, one great thing is to keep roza of the eye. That we don't look at any haram. Normally we take that, looking at other women, etc. And a person, how sad it is also, that looking at your own wife, you don't get enjoyment. But looking at other women, of street women, who the whole world regard as low women, but you look at them, we get enjoyment. How sad is not our condition. To a halal relationship with your wife, which is halal, no enjoyment you get. But in haram, that you get enjoyment. This is a very sad case. Worse than that, that is terrible. It can't be worse, but worse than that is when we look down upon other people and we think we are better than other people. Pride comes into us. That is even worse. And even worse is also لَا تَمُدَّنَّ عَيْنَيْكَ إِلَى مَا مَتَّعْنَا بِهِ. The one the kuffar have been given, we looking at that also with greedy eyes. If we also could have a lifestyle like this. And today, not only with greedy eyes, we are in it. Their holidays, how they have their holidays, we also must have our holidays. And their everything of theirs, that their partying, they have pride. We didn't know there is a word like pride. We learned it also from them. And today it is all. And we added so many things to their pride. Like our curry kichri, simple, but it's got so much children and grandchildren. Now you need some bhaji also, you need fish also, you need aloo fry also. All, how many things? We made all this our object. Whereas our real object was deen, a simple meal, simplicity, and just give it the name of Islam. One good friend of ours, he says that in their company they were called and they had a meeting about finance. They're going to introduce some finance. What is the finance? That we won't call interest, the money that we are making. The word interest, we will call it profit sharing. And we are so stupid, we fall for all these things. And we say it is now Islamic finance, just the name Islamic. And a few other technical terms we add there. Further they said, and we will hire a mufti to sanction it. All their wrong things, but the mufti, there were those mufti, they went to the, hired by the bank, what's your work? Your work is nothing, you just sit here. And whatever papers come, you just sign them, that's all. And what a big fat check you get, just for signing all the haram things. So how, what fools, in everything today, we just made it Islamic. One friend told me now about playing some games. So playing games is also a waste of time, and there is Satanism in all these games also. So the little child told, we'll play Islamic games. Now just put Islamic, now it's halal, now it's jayz. But still the same Satanism is in there, same evil is in there. We just gave it Islamic name. So anyway, roza of the eyes, roza of the tongue we have to keep. We are all so much, and in this month, just do the things which are, stay away from those things which are permitted also. Stay away, that is what roza is. Food is halal, drink is halal, your wife is halal. What is roza? To stay away from the permitted. We just stay away from the permitted things and only do what is absolutely necessary. What is like talking. Looking, don't look unnecessarily around. Talking, don't talk anything. And when we'll stay away from all the things which are permitted, Allah will stay, give us the tawfiq to stay away from all that is what is haram. The rest of the year, build more next Ramzan. For until maut will come and see, you will be a wali, a kamil. Long before that, Allah will make you a wali, a kamil. If we keep spend our, then our tongue, our eyes, our tongue, our minds, our thoughts, keep them. Our ears don't listen. And today we listen with our eyes. On the cell phone, all the messages which are coming. Now we're not listening them with the ear. We are reading them. We are listening to them with our eyes. We get voice messages also. We get this others also. All the time we are busy wasting our time on this. And what we had to be doing, unfortunately, we are just being deprived of that. Shaitan got us just where he wants us. And we are thinking, and he makes us think that we are pious. Ramadan I spent, and what a Ramadan I had, etc. When the lockdown of the masajid, people said that I made namaz at home, and the enjoyment I got in namaz at home. Allahu Akbar, if a person doesn't get enjoyment in the masjid, in the house of Allah, and he gets enjoyment at home, the farz namaz, something wrong with that person. Namaz is to be made in the masjid. This is where the enjoyment is. Yeah, in the prayer, you came to Allah's house. This is Allah's house. So definitely the whole world has been made masjid for the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can make namaz anywhere. But the masjid is the masjid. the honor, the greatness, the house of Allah. Malaika abound here. It's a place where the rahmat of Allah is. And the rahmat of Allah is in the masjid, is the epicenter of the rahmat. And it is a super spreader of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. Wherever a musalli is coming and going, walking, driving, he's spreading Allah's rahmat wherever he's going. Allah Ta'ala gave us this, so Allah gave us this great and precious deen. Allah make that we appreciate it, understand it, and spend our Ramadan for that effort is required. That will keep roza of the eyes also, roza of the tongue, roza of the ears, roza of the mind, roza of the stomach also. That we don't put haram things, and we don't put doubtful things, and we don't overeat, and we don't eat the wrong halal food also. We don't eat the wrong food, and we don't overeat all this, all that. And then one of the greatest other aspect of roza, at the end, after doing all this, having no trust on our roza, that we don't know if it's accepted. And in that case, those who didn't keep roza, we won't look down upon them also. If we kept our rozas in a perfect way, and one look at somebody who didn't keep rozas, I'm better than him. All our 30 days roza, Ramzan, with all its value, we just washed it, not down the drain, not down the sewer, we don't know where it has gone. So that also, that we don't have this pride in us at all. On each day we set for itikaf, whole month, 40 days, last 10 days, and then we go home and we find fault with them in everything. And how much of us, we don't see our fault, that the wife doesn't do this, the children are not doing this, the children are like that. We are totally destroying ourselves. So Allah bless us and show His special fadl and karam upon us and guide us towards righteousness. Allah be pleased with us all. Accept us for this great and honorable month. Make our whole life Ramadan in the true sense of it. And Eid comes when mort will come. And either we are reading or we see my farishta coming saying, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. And we go into Jannah, fihima aynani nazzakhatan. Oh, those rivers, how they will be flowing. Mudhammatan, fihima min kulli fakihatin zawjan. What namas, fi wafakihatin mimma yashtahun. ولحم وفاكهة مما يتخيرون ولحم طير مما يشتهون وحور عين كمثال اللؤلؤ المكنون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون وفاكهة كثيرة لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة وفرش مرفوعة إنا أنشأناهن أبكارا عربا أترابا لأصحاب اليمين ثلة من الأولين وثلة من الآخرين. What namas of Allah Ta'ala. Allah keep our eyes on that, not on the small little dunya things here, my pavement must be also clean, and to keep it clean, but all that worry, the flowers on the pavement also, and everything in the toilet, in the toilet also. Hey, the toilet must smell nice also. Hey, we will make the big smell, dirty smell there. And all the air freshness in the toilet. We are not here for this. We are for a much more superior purpose. Allah guide us all. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.